This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Starting tomorrow, Friday Night Jazz on VPR will have a new host. Ray Vega is a senior lecturer at the University of Vermont, where he teaches jazz history, directs three jazz combos, and heads up the Jazz Trumpet Studio. He's a trumpeter, percussionist, composer, and arranger. He's worked with some of the biggest names in jazz and Latin music. With his debut at VPR coming up, I spoke with Ray Vega about his plans for the show and how he came to Vermont, including what appealed to him about adding radio hosts to his busy schedule.
Radio was very important for me growing up. I grew up in the South Bronx in New York City, and it was a very challenging area, economically speaking, plus some other societal issues that were really wearing things down in the community. So in many ways, radio was my escape. So I remember sitting, I was a young, very young person, with a new set of what were new concept back then was the headphones, which is great because you weren't going to bother anybody. So I could listen to radio like all night up until, you know, much later than any kid that age should have been listening to radio. I always enjoyed turning people on to different music and making those. First, it was cassette tapes. We used to do the mixes. Mm-hmm. And then we started to mix them onto CDs. And now you can't do it because a smart device, you could hit shuffle and there goes your mix. Mm-hmm. You know. So things are changing, but I enjoy the radio format. I think I'm at a point in my life where I would, as a jazz history instructor, I teach that at UVM. I really enjoy being able to talk to people about different eras of the music instead of just like whatever's happening right now.
Hey, are you knocking my beat?
No, not at all. No. No. It's all good. I like new stuff. And because the thing is that there wouldn't be new stuff if there was older stuff.
Right.
It just is not going to appear. So I enjoy that. I enjoy listening to a lot of the younger players. There are a lot of things that I don't like either. And I'm very honest with people. I tell them I do like this, but that's part of the conversation of jazz, in that jazz is in constant morph. So the same things that I might find that I don't enjoy about certain elements of jazz right now, I'm sure those conversations were had in the 1960s and the 1940s, you know, when Louis Armstrong started to play trumpet the way that he did. I'm sure he made a lot of people feel uncomfortable with what was happening before that. And it just keeps going on. So it's in constant movement. Art in general has to move forward. It's like water in a stream. If it stops moving, then it just becomes, you know, breeding ground for, like, you know, insects and stuff like that. But if it's moving, it's that's important. It has to move forward. Things can bend. If you don't bend, you'll break. So
you're flexible, but do you have a vision where you want to take the show? Anything that we should be ready for? Some salsa influence, maybe?
Well, maybe some Latin jazz. I wouldn't do straight-up salsa because there are other radio formats in the state and by some of the college stations that covers that. But definitely jazz with a Latin flavor, stuff that came out of the experiments that Charlie Parker did with the Machito Orchestra and arranger Chico O'Farrell, Dizzy Gillespie did with Chano Pozo, things that were birthed from those relationships. Yeah, you're going to get some of that. You're going to get some Brazilian music. You're going to get some things that might be a little bit more commercial sounding, but that's done by people that are influenced by jazz, or that are jazz musicians doing something a little bit more. I'm going to use the C word, commercial, which I don't have a problem with. So I think it's important to have also some historical perspective. So yeah, people should know about Duke Ellington. They should know about Count Basie. And that's not because I'm saying they're going, you know, if you don't know this, you're not cool. But be exposed to this music. I used to think that a lot of this music was really old fashioned, and I started to listen to it more, and then I started to teach about it. But in the very beginning, before I was exposed to it, I would just hear if I heard something by the Fletcher Henderson Band of 1927, I would just go, can you please turn that off? I have no time for that. Now I'll listen to Fletcher Henderson, and I'm thinking, boy, that sounds really modern. That sounds really amazing. But it took a long time. I want to be able to reach out to audiences that love jazz and maybe reach out to audiences that don't necessarily like or understand jazz and make them feel comfortable about the listening thing, about what it's about and what the possibilities are. So, I have ideas. I don't like to use the word vision because it sounds too like, I have a vision. My name is Moses and these are my, you know, my tablets and this is what, no, you know, I want to, I'm thinking of myself as like folks coming to my apartment back in the day and me putting records on for them.
Ray, you grew up, as you said, you grew up in the South Bronx, mm-hmm. and you've traveled the world. You've been in Vermont for just about a decade now.
Yeah, so coming up to 10 years.
What drew you here and what keeps you here?
In 2003, a local area educator that I knew from New York City as a trombonist on the Latin music scene, Rick Davies. Well, at that time, he was already teaching. He was teaching at Plattsburgh, in Plattsburgh, at SUNY Plattsburgh. Well, he had created a Latin jazz group in the North Country that included Alex Stewart, who teaches at UVM. They created a Latin jazz camp at the Flynn, and they needed an artist in residence. So they got in contact with me, and I came up, and I started to come up in 2003. Up to 2006, I had been doing it, and then a position opened up at the University of Vermont as a senior lecturer. And so Alex Stewart, who was part of that band, he admired the way that I worked with young people, the way that I taught them. And so he offered me to come up and interview for this position. So I came up in like January 2008. I interviewed for the job. I had to teach a couple of classes and stuff. Then I got the job. Now, I was already teaching at SUNY Purchase, which is a conservatory of music. And I already had a great life in New York City as a full-time musician. I mean, I had the house. Really, I purchased a house, which is a lot of musicians don't get to do things like that. We have some issues with my youngest son is in the spectrum of autism. And I just got tired of dealing with the Department of Education in New York. So I just said, we need some changes. So the job came up and I was like, well, we could make some good changes for our little guy. Make some changes and it'll be a bit of like culture shock for my family to come up here from New York. But I said, let's try it. So I started teaching at UVM at this fall of 2008. We came up in July 1st of that year, and my family fell in love with the area immediately. So that's what brought me up here, to start teaching as a senior lecturer at the University of Vermont. And I've been there since. I'll be starting my 10th year. It'll be the 10th year now, the 10th anniversary, rather, in the fall 18 semester. It's really, I've had a ball. When I first got up here, I was a hardcore New Yorker. Oh, I was pretty intense. It took a while for me to just kind of like lose that pace, because when you're in New York City, it's a constant nonstop. Mm-hmm. It's like bang. It's no letting down anything. Mm-hmm. You know, the pace is really intense. I kind of miss that in certain ways. I miss the intensity of dealing with art on a certain intense level. I miss that. We have great artists up here. We have great artists all over the United States. But there's something about New York. There's something very unique about the energy there. If you could make it there and deal with that, you'll be okay. And I'm okay now. Now I go to New York, and some of the fondest memories I have of going to New York is being on that train in Penn Station leaving New York. And then when it goes out of the station heading up to Vermont, I enjoy that quite a bit. I enjoy that. Yeah.
Well, Ray Vega, we are so pleased to have you on VPR. Welcome to VPR.
It's an honor beyond words. I have a lot to learn, and I have and I have a lot of wonderful people surrounding me here, so I'm excited.
Ray Vega is the host of VPR's Friday Night Jazz starting tomorrow. And to introduce you to the music behind the man behind the music, we asked Ray to share a few tracks that have played a significant role in his life, and you can find that list at VPR.net.